Hello and welcome to the Crystal Archive Podcast, episode number 35.1, a special recap episode. I'm your host, Mr. Crystal, and I'll be doing my best to illustrate the presentation that you missed at Furry Fiesta 2015. Friday, February 20th, 2015, I gave a presentation complete with slides, videos of a bunch of research I've been doing previously, and was privileged to meet up with several prominent Crystal fans of the past and present. I'll be doing my best here to describe the scene, put you in the audience's seat, and then describe to you verbally what was presented. Now, if you haven't seen the video itself, please do. You just go on YouTube or check it out on the crystalarchive.com website and watch the video, because it really loses something when this presentation was designed to be seen, not spoken of. But as a service to you, I bring it to you via the English language. So let's begin. At 6 p.m., we got a little late start, but we finally began. We started streaming the video of the presentation live. Unfortunately, there was a bit of a snafu, and we did not record audio. It was apparently recording audio from a broken mic input. And as a result, the streaming correctly worked for the video, but you couldn't hear what we were saying. Needless to say, not many people hung around after that, but we did record full 1080p, 60fps video of the presentation and the slides, which I have already edited and put into video form, so check that out whenever you can. After that, we got started by talking to Ayano. She had agreed previously to come up and model a couple of Star Fox items that I had brought from my collection, which we did for a couple of minutes, but I decided to cut it short because with the positioning of the camera and the shortened time frame we had because we got a late start, I decided to cut that part short. As with all podcasts, I introduce myself, the Crystal Archive, what it's about, mention my email address, mrcrystal@gmail.com, in case they have any questions, and you as well, and also that the site is crystalarchive.com. Most people in there were either familiar with the site or Crystal in general. They at least heard of the site, so that's certainly not going to be a mystery to you as a regular Crystal Archive podcast listener. As I'm now reading from the slides, the plan was that The panel would last for about an hour. There was a lot to cover, and it was being broadcast live. Now, that obviously didn't work very well. I encouraged people in the audience, if they had any questions or comments, they could bring them up during the show, but to keep any long or complicated questions for the end. And also warned them that it should be a family-friendly show, and that they should keep their questions clean, as out of respect for those of you who would be listening and watching later. There was one person in the group who was only kind of sort of familiar with Crystal, and so I gave them my quick Crystal primer. I mentioned that Crystal, of course, starred in Star Fox Adventures and Star Fox Assault, as well as Star Fox Command later on, representing a damsel in distress role at first, and then becoming a regular member of the team from then on. She is well known in the furry fandom for her mode of dress being something that people picked up on rather quickly, as well as being intentionally focused on evoking a sexy attitude. And plus there's her blue fur that makes her a very unique looking character in the world of video games. As far as the Crystal Archive itself, it's over 9 years old. It covers everything related to Crystal, including official artwork and screens, the game's cutscenes, voice acting from Crystal voice actors, articles about Crystal, a podcast, which you're now listening to, any official Crystal or Star Fox news, and occasionally other subjects, We cover fan works, such as fan art, cosplay, fan fiction, 3D art and models, as well as fan games and mods. It was then that I started talking about the recent developments, important Crystal and Star Fox related news that's been going on in the last couple of months. First off, Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U announced that they had the Orbital Gate stage. This was a bit unusual, now that we have the chance to play the game, in that it provided Easter eggs like previous Star Fox stages in Super Smash Bros. However, this represented the first time that Crystal did not appear in these post-adventures, which is extremely odd considering that Crystal was officially in this stage in the Assault game on which the stage is based. And also of note, Star Wolf and all the members of the Star Wolf team do not appear in the stage either. All you can see flying around in the background are the missiles and 3 R-Wings, not 4, which is the typical amount for the Star Fox team. This has led some people to speculate, as they often do, that this is Nintendo's attempt to get rid of Crystal once and for all. I'm sure they hope that that's what's going on. I mentioned at this point that if they were to be consistent, that they should also argue that Star Wolf was also going to go away. Since they did not appear, they have a similar representation in Star Fox games. Star Wolf and Crystal have appeared in the exact same number of released games. Star Fox Assault celebrates its 10th anniversary, Valentine's Day 2015. What a remarkable coincidence. A round of applause was held after that announcement. After that, I talked about Star Fox Event Horizon by Undying Nephilim, a fan game that features the now defunct project that uses Free Space 2 and mods it to have Star Fox characters. I can't quite remember the game it's based on originally, the original mod that Undying Nephilim took up to make his game, but Free Space 2, the engine that it's based on, allows full freedom of movement. You can travel in any direction for virtually any amount of distance. And that gets kind of complicated because you can go at any angle and enemies can come from all directions. I showed off the poster of the game and also a trailer of the game featuring most of the revealed characters at the time, including 2 different versions of Crystal. One when she was in her assault outfit, and the other when she was a member of the Cornarian army. I mentioned that the development progress was going well. 2 playable demos have already been released. There's a fully voiced, complete tutorial level, so you can learn how to play with the complicated controls. There are numerous playable missions, and most of the characters you can play as today. And he has a Patreon that you can help fund the development as he continues on. Undying Nephilim has made a name for himself making several mods in the Star Fox, Zelda, and a few other game genre areas. Next, Star Fox for the Wii U. Briefly announced as a demo slash prototype at last year's E3, this year's E3 is sure to have a big Star Fox presence, especially after Miyamoto's discussion with Iwanuma about the development of this new Zelda for the Wii U, and where Miyamoto stated that the new Star Fox game would be coming out before The Legend of Zelda for the Wii U, which at the time was announced for holiday season 2015. I have a lot of expectations for this game, and I mentioned that we were hoping to see Crystal, but at this point there's no telling what the game will be or even what time frame it will be. Will it be before Adventures, after Adventures? Will it represent a reboot of the series, as Star Fox 64 did? We just don't know. Alright, and now we come to the meat of the presentation. My announcements! So first off, I had been doing a lot of research, video research to be specific. I had a desire to make some videos about various subjects related to Crystal and video games in general, with a focus on high production values, and I went into research seeing what I could do to improve the video quality, because Star Fox games for the GameCube and the Wii represent non-HD SD sources, lower quality video. I invested in a Wii to HDMI adapter and an uncompressed HDMI recording capture device. But it was at that point that I realized that I could do more. So I showed a couple of screens representing the various capabilities of my video capture abilities throughout the years. The first best video I could get with analog connection was represented as a small image on the screen. Next, I could show something scaled up to 1080p, which was what I called remastered in a stretched form. It looked a little weird, but it was definitely of higher quality. And I showed the same thing in widescreen so that you can the characters look less stretched, but you get a little less detail. Now, a few years prior, some people had sent me some emulated screenshots using the Dolphin emulator. It looks much better, but there were still some issues which I have corrected now that I have explored my own. I have done my own exploration of the emulation scene. So I showed an image of what the Star Fox Adventures will look like with current modern emulation and all the tricks going on, recording at higher than 1080p resolution, directly uncompressed and then compressed down with high quality to 1080p, 60fps frames per second, which was fortuitous because just as I was working on that and researching that, YouTube announced that it would be allowing 60fps 1080p video. I then showed a couple of videos showing the cutscenes. Now there was one problem with the cutscene when I was recording them. The emulator is still broken in some senses, in particular with Star Fox Adventures. When you have a cutscene and there are some subtitles, the subtitles don't always show up at the correct time, or they overlap each other, or it's just the wrong cutscene's subtitles will play instead. So what I did in my remastering is I deleted the subtitles from the video and redid them all in time, both with English and Saurian where appropriate, at full resolution. So the text looks much better than it did in the real game. And I said that I'd be putting these videos on online in a couple of days. Now, at this point, having revealed the big reveal that I've been exploring emulation to get better cutscene video and other things, I gave this huge warning that I and the Crystal Archive do not condone the use of emulators for traditional gaming. I only use this for research, educational, and data archival purposes, all of which are represented in this research. I personally rip my own purchased copies of these games using my hardware. Even though I have these games and I could use them for traditional gaming, I do not condone their use for traditional gaming. And as such, even though I would absolutely love to play games like Xenoblade Chronicles in full glorious HD, which I showed an image of during the presentation, I said that I would not do so because that's where I draw the line on emulation as a legal concept. It was at this point that I was asked what the hardware requirements were for the emulating the Star Fox Adventures, and did I just own a fantastically powerful computer? I answered that no. First of all, that Star Fox Adventures in particular, and a lot of GameCube and Wii games in generally, have difficulty playing on any system, as no matter how powerful it is, especially Star Fox Adventures. But I did happen to have built a custom-built PC, not for the purposes of emulating, but to play PC games on Steam and such. And I had happened to built one at the beginning of 2014, and it was only by happenstance that I recalled at this time, oh yeah, I can totally use that to do emulation technology, whereas before I wouldn't have bothered. My machines were not powerful enough. Now, what about Star Fox Assault? Well, I'm working on it. There are some issues to solve. I do plan to get all the cutscenes from Star Fox Assault, same as Adventures, but there's a couple of issues. And I showed a couple of pictures where it basically shows that the way that the texture information is represented in Star Fox Assault, especially for text, there are green and yellow and white lines that appear everywhere on the edges of characters. Not video game characters, I mean the textual characters, the letters A, B, C, and so on. They don't look right. But I know enough about it to be able to replace the font, and if I do so, that should improve the artifacts and get rid of them. So if I can do that, well, I can record much better imagery. I showed several examples of this glitch, and then we moved on to the next thing, code research. Now, it had been known since around 2007, when Jason Rose uploaded a video of Crystal replacing Fox, that it was possible for Crystal to replace Fox in certain cutscenes in Star Fox Adventures. Later in 2009, Gamma Ray 256 also showed additional cutscenes being possible, and he also did a little research to find out what the codes were, and we found that it was an action replay code, and it was known, but it appeared to only work for the player's choice version. I was not able to get it to work using the techniques that I thought were required with my personal copy of Action Replay on my GameCube with my original version of Star Fox Adventures. However, this turns out to not be the case. I then showed a video where it's the cutscene where Crystal is released by the final Fox releases the final Krazoa spirit, and the Krazoa spirits all enter Crystal and then jump into Andross, and then Crystal is released from her prison in the floating crystal in midair. This cutscene, I replaced Fox with Crystal to humorous effect, because some of the animations just don't work for Fox or for Crystal that work for Fox, and as a result, when Crystal is hanging on for dear life at the top of the Krazoa Palace, hanging onto the ledge, the other Crystal that is also Fox McCloud is also performing the same action but is holding on to midair, and when Crystal looks longingly up into Fox's eyes, she's actually staring at her own feet, which is pretty hilarious when it happened. Anyway, so I found out during my research that many other cutscenes were possible using this code. In fact, Crystal can release every Krazoa spirit herself. She can, in fact, release herself. She doesn't need Fox's help to do it, although playing the rest of the game can't. She can't play in the rest of the game. Any cutscenes inside are directly related to the Krazoa Palace, Crystal can do. She can replace Fox. Including the first two cutscenes in the final Krazoa Shrine, which is where Fox encounters General Scales for the first time, or the last time, in the semi-final boss fight. And then I showed those cutscenes. I did further research and found that the player's choice version, which I did obtain and ripped myself, definitely is different. I was actually able to replace Fox during the initial Great Fox cutscene, where they're discussing with General Pepper about the payment and what they're going to do to save Dinosaur Planet. Unfortunately, this only happened one time, and I wasn't recording, and I have yet to be able to reconstruct the events that allowed that to be possible. Most of the time, when I do it, it actually just breaks the game. There may possibly be other cutscenes that are possible, but at this point, I'm not sure. But I did manage to find maybe slightly more than a dozen cutscenes that I can do as Crystal instead of Fox. Now, at this point, I showed some humorous issues I ran into during this exploration of this Fox to Crystal code. First of all, when Crystal replaces Fox due to some issue with the posing code, Crystal's model is actually significantly taller than Fox's. So I showed a cutscene in which I showed the same cutscene with Crystal before the code was modified and afterwards. I actually made her smaller with a custom code. So if you don't make her smaller, the camera tends to look at her chest a lot because she's like a foot taller than Fox. So I fixed it with a code that makes her about the same height as Fox. This messes some other things up, like when she tries to sit in a chair, she actually sits above the chair. But, you know, it's all you can do. Now, this, as I mentioned, this causes a couple of issues, and I showed a cutscene in which I tried to make Crystal smaller when she's flying in the R-Wing after successfully beating Andross and seeing the praises of the Sharkclaw army after their liberation. And because this code, because the modeling code is trying to make her do certain poses, but the Action Replay Code is trying to make her physically smaller at the same time, she bounces up and down really, really fast. Like, really fast. Like, every other frame, jumping big, small, big, small, big, small. It was quite funny. And finally, I talked about how when you leave the Krazoa Palace, it tends to crash the game. It runs, the game just goes to a black screen and runs at 0 frames per second. On a GameCube, an actual GameCube, it would actually just restart the system. Except one time. It was one of the first times I did this. I left the Krazoa Palace, and somehow I appeared in Thorntail Hollow as a giant multicolored cube. And I was able to run around for a few minutes, and it makes all the crystal sound effects, but the model isn't there. And to quite humorous effect, because the warp stone is talking to this giant cube as if it's Fox. So that was a lot of fun, and I played with that, and by taking the logo Star Fox Adventures, and I crossed out the F in Star Fox and put a B there, and so it's Starbox Adventures, and I have a picture of the cube there. So that was pretty funny. Now, I said that I'd be like the other cutscenes, like the official HD cutscenes that I had recorded of all Crystal's cutscenes in Star Fox Adventures, I would be putting up those cutscenes online, and I since have. And I'll also be making a video later on explaining this code, how it works, how to execute it, and the problems you run into when you're using it. Next, audio research. A long time ago, I extracted all of the voice acting from Star Fox Adventures. Long, long time ago. In fact, I did that before I created the Crystal Archive. And now you can find all of the voice acting clips that exist as voice acting clips on the Star Fox Adventures GameCube disc at http://sf, as in Star Fox, sf.crystalarchive.com/A-Adventures-VA, Adventures VA for voice acting, Adventures voice acting. Now, this is all the cutscene audio and voice acting clips that's in the game. And then I had previously, for Star Fox Online, recorded all of the game's music via line in, using the sound test mode, and by playing through the game, because for whatever reason, the sound test mode does not let you play all of the music in the game. It's Star Fox Adventures had some weird stuff going. But what about the other things? This other sound effects and the unreleased music, what about that? Well, it turns out that because of its history, Star Fox Adventures decoding is apparently serious business on the internet these days. Hugo Peters released MusiX Player V2. It allows the playback of music and sound effects from Star Fox Adventures, and I managed to decode the sound effects from Adventures and Dinosaur Planet, which is still on the disc for some reason. I played a sample of Crystal's sound effects where she makes her grunts and cries and oof, you know, different sound effects which she makes with her voice that you don't hear or you can't hear without also recording some other environmental sounds with it. This is purely that. I also recorded the same thing for the Crystal voice actor in Dinosaur Planet, which is different from Estelle Ellis. As I said, Star Fox Adventures decoding is a big hobby lately. Hugo Peters has been actively working on decoding these textures, audio, and hidden gameplay. He actually managed to decode the real General Scales fight scene. There is actually a playable fight scene in part of the game that was later removed, and he was able to run enough of the game that he could get to it and fight. Now, if you fight General Scales, you fight him the same way as a Sharp Claw, and he's actually really tiny for some reason. So, and he also, if you beat him, he just respawns. Okay, but it's interesting stuff. Hugo-Peters.tumblr.com is where he's posting all this research. There's also other research going on other blogs. They're decoding models and turning off the kiosk version's timer, so you can explore the kiosk version for a long period. So check out fyeahdinosaurplanet.tumblr.com and dinosaurplanet2sfa.tumblr.com. As for Star Fox Assault, We've been wanting to get the sound effect audio from Star Fox Assault since forever. It's been impossible. No one's been able to figure it out. On a lost corner of the internet, I found a guy named HCS wrote a script to decode sound effect audio into the DSP format, which I can then decode into WAVE and then there convert it to MP3. Unfortunately, it was broken and only worked with certain sound effects. It would allow you to export all but like the last half second of the audio, and it would cut off really badly. And then it would only work on a very small subset of all the sound effects. I was not able to understand how his script worked. I mean, I understand programming, and I'm a programmer, but it was not my native language. It was Python. I'm not as familiar with Python. But also, I did not understand the binary operations he was performing on the audio to do the conversion. However, I was able to figure out enough of his program to fix the error. So I was able to record 100% of all the sound effects in the entire game. And that represents 3,290 sound effects files, most of them voice acting. There's another 3,290 clips in the Japanese version, which I also have because I also have the Japanese version of Star Fox Assault. There were hidden audio conversations from longer missions that we have known about, but we've never been able to track down all of them. Now we can. And I showed off a few of my favorites. I showed off a scene where Crystal was flirting with Fox publicly, and Fox is getting flustered. A bunch of conversations about Saria and all the dinosaurs. I talked about how much I loved Panther's voice. His voice just grows on me. It's such a deep, over-the-top voice, trying to be, you know, as debonair as possible and just going all overboard with it. And how he's obsessed with fine dining, which some of the sound effect cutscene audio, he talks about his favorite meals and stuff. And also his flirting with Crystal. And lastly, the unofficial sport of the Lylat system, Slippy bashing. I showed off four different times where different members of the team insulted Slippy or complained about him, including Crystal, which was hilarious. And also, there's one time where Falco actually hates on Pepe, which, you know, no one hates on Pepe, so Falco is a jerk. So I, at this point, asked for volunteers. I needed somebody to write up, you know, the 3,290 voice acting clips to subtitle them so we can have something, some text to represent what you'll be listening to when you see the clip. And I would post them on the website. And I was saying, can I get any volunteers? And one guy in the audience was slowly raising his hand. And he's like, that's great. You know, I need somebody to do 3,290. And he slowly lowered his hand. He's like, oh, I'm not doing that. I was like, no. It's not just you. I mean, I'm going to get multiple people to do this at the same time. So if you're interested, watch the site for details. And I have since posted those details. I also needed to get somebody to do the Japanese clips to show, you know, make sure that they're the same as the English version, or if they're not, talk about the differences. I then covered Super Smash Bros. Brawl. Now, Star Fox, the Star Fox team, Fox, Pep, Fox, Falco, and Star Wolf, Wolf O'Donnell, have different secret taunts in Melee, Brawl, and Super Smash Bros. For the Wii U. The Brawl one featured Crystal voice acting. However, this is a quote from Yoshi is the best, talking about the largest Brawl sound effect rip torrent ever made. Both Snake's radio taunts and the Star Fox radio taunts are sequenced in-game, therefore making them unextractable. So I ripped them all via line-in. I managed to get all of the Snake taunts without any sound effects, with the exception of four KO'd tracks, but the sound effects in the Star Fox taunts was unavoidable. Unextractable? Unavoidable? Really? This is me we're talking about. I presented my solution, and that is, nope, definitely not impossible. I can do this, and here's how. We'll think in reverse. Instead of extracting the audio tracks that we want, let's silence the audio tracks we don't want, and then record the remainder, which is the things we do want. To apply this to the game, I used some Brawl mod tools where people had been using to make their own custom characters and sound effects for Brawl, and I overwrote all the stage sound effects with silence. And as a result, I was able to record via emulation full high quality audio of just the characters talking. And I showed results, which I was able to get perfect quality. All of the taunts, all the secret taunts, all of the secret Easter eggs of Star Fox in Brawl. I have all of the English Brawl taunts. They've been recorded, and I will post them on the site soon. I also have the ability to record the Japanese taunts, but I have to do the same technique, and that's going to take a little time. After that, I need to do the same thing for the melee level and get the Star Fox melee taunts. And then I'll show videos of the taunts without the sound effects, you know, so you can see the characters. And also do videos of the updated Wii U version, which doesn't have, I can't get rid of the sound effects, but Crystal and the characters in the Brawl stage in the Wii U version have updated character portraits. Okay, whew, that was a lot of research, and that represented months of work. I was working on that since October 2014, all the way until when I gave that presentation, just a few days before the presentation when I finished it up in February. So 5 months of work, and there's still a lot to do. As for future work, my previous plans to do editorial videos got delayed because of these discoveries, and plus I knew that there was no point in doing these videos about Star Fox Adventures and Crystal and the Star Fox series in general when I knew that I could get much higher quality footage via emulation after that point. So I decided to wait. I plan to do some more videos. I plan to do a video about Anita Sarkeesian and her initial Damsels in Distress video where she featured Crystal inaccurately. And someone in the audience talked about that, or I asked if anybody knew who Anita Sarkeesian was, and I mentioned what Anita Sarkeesian was doing and what she had done to Crystal and why that needed a video response. I also have the kiosk version of Star Fox Adventures, and there are numerous differences between it and the final version, so I need to record a video explaining those differences. YouTube comments talk all the time about who pushed Crystal into that beam of light, and there are at least two theories, but there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I want to make a video that kind of just examines all the evidence and presents it in a clear way. And finally, I want to make a video about the Saurian language, the dino language that they speak in Star Fox Adventures, because I can kind of figure out we already know how to translate it, but we don't know very well how to speak it for a generic phrase. We obviously know how to say the phrases that they actually say in the game, but when you're talking about new phrases, you have to be careful how you pronounce the words. Also coming soon, the Estelle Ellis interview, which I had recorded long ago, but haven't had time to edit. It's coming soon. Thank you for your patience. The site retooling project, which I had mentioned before on previous podcasts, I'm focusing on ultra high speed. We're talking instantaneous offline first version of the site in such a way that you type in crystalarchive.com, push enter, you will instantly see what you were seeing before. Less than a blink of an eye, the site should be up and running. And then, only then, after you see the site, will it start loading in new content, say, hey, there's a new story, and it will load it in, or inform you that, hey, there's new stories, would you like to show them? And it will show them without a page reload. I've already commissioned an artist to create custom artwork for the site, and I'm also going to quickly restore all of the content that was lost from the 2012 hack, which I have backups for. I just haven't had time to go in and physically do the work to put it back together. I need to do that. So thank you for your patience on that. And that completed my presentation. I asked for comments and questions, and I got a couple about various things, but I wanted to mention that, or it was at this point that a man in the back of the audience stood up and came to the front to shake my hand, and he was asking if I knew who he was, and I said I did recognize him as Eggman, the current and semi-former owner and administrator of the Crystal Lovers Association, the world's largest Crystal fan forum up until recently. It predates the Crystal Archive by a couple years, and it's where many of my exclusives and pieces of information came from originally. And so I ask that they give him a round of applause, because without him, a significant amount of what the Crystal Archive is today wouldn't have been possible. and they did so. And that was also, that represented my first time meeting Eggman, who now goes by a different name, Stratosphere Tully, formerly Eggman 9713. That was the whole thing. After that, you know, there was a round of applause, and I showed off my Star Fox collection of the various sorts. And then we all posed with Ayano for pictures with everybody before we had to get out of the, we had to abandon the rooms for the next presentation to come in. So in the end, our presentation took about 45 minutes total, 45, 50 minutes. And then I had enough time to shut down and put everything away. And it was a really great experience, the whole con. I'll be talking about in the next official podcast, episode number 36, I'll be talking more about the general con experience and also the things that have occurred since then in relation to the stuff I mentioned in the presentation. And with that, I thank you for listening to this episode number 35.1, the catch-up episode for the Furry Fiesta 2015. As always, send your comments and questions to MrCrystal@gmail.com. The site is crystalarchive.com. And if you haven't already seen the presentation video, you definitely should check it out. It's on the site and on the YouTube channel. Very easy to find. You'll love it. It's 1080p, 60fps. I just love the audience reactions, and I think you will too. So with that, I thank you for listening. This has been Mr. Crystal, signing off.